I'm Andrea, a recovering addict. I'd like to say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Whatever they bring, I will still rejoice because God is God all the time. So I'd like to say I'm honored. I feel very privileged. This is a first for me. This is a true first for me because I've always been an introverted loner. And a lot of times I don't see in myself what people see in me. And I tell you the truth, I don't, you know, see a lot of what I hear, the compliments that I hear. But I guess it's not for me to see because that takes from its validity if I feel that way. So I just thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to share with you today some of the manna from heaven that he has deposited in my spirit, woman. Because I do believe that it's not just about me, him giving it to me for me to keep. And it's only as good as it is, it can be when it's shared. So I'm going to go in my spirit now, and Andrea will show back up, but the Holy Spirit will take over. But I want to say, I've been in recovery. I've been sober 15 years. And when I look over the years, all I can say is, thank God it's not about what I deserve. Because I know I deserve the pit of hell with kerosene cans. I know this. On a good day, it's not about what I deserve. I'm learning to live in this process one day at a time, and it's getting better and better. However, it is difficult. It is very difficult because I understand now I have a chief adversary whose name used to be Lucifer, but it's Satan today. I have a chief adversary that wants to do me in. Always did and always will. And I understand today that the only thing he respects is not my clean time, not who I think I am, not who you call me. Only thing he respects and has to come under subjection to is the power of the Almighty, one and only God. So it would behoove me to link up. The battle is not given to the swift nor the strong, but to the one who endures. All I have to do is endure. And only God can deposit in me what endurance entails on a day-to-day basis. Because if he gave it all to me at one time, it would blow my mind. I can handle it. So one day at a time, I understand why we live this thing one day at a time. Because, see, I understand that God lives in eternity. Everything above heaven is eternity. Everything below has a time connected to it. And God has forever to get done what he wants to do. But we attach time. And I'll tell you what. The only thing I can truly, from my gut level heart, say is, I just can't do it without. I can. And you know what? I tried. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to be bothered. So I went my own way. And then I wound up in Narcotics Anonymous. And only God, when my mother said, I'm done. God came and took me in my worst state and said, I see value in her. I'ma clean you up. Come here, let me hold you. Cause I see what you're gonna be. If the enemy had his way, he would have killed me a long time ago. And I say today, he should have killed me when he had a chance, because I plan to do his kingdom some damage. I plan to give him all the black eye, bloody nose, and busted lips that I can if I open my mouth to share the good things that God has done for me. When it comes down to spirituality, this is a spiritual program. And when I got sober, and as cruel as it sounds, people would kind of like put you out of the room if you talked about God too much. Talking about it is scaring the newcomer. If drugs and living in those streets ain't scare an addict, don't tell me talking about God is going to scare them away. Because I'm one of them. So, needless to say, in my area, I had a reputation as a rebel. Because to be honest, I didn't care. I didn't care what you thought. Call me what you want, because I've been called worse by better. So what you say and do don't really merit to anything. But I say this to say, when I got sober, one of the things, I was spiritually bankrupt, don't get me wrong. One of the things that God did allow me to connect to, because I was so stripped of trusting any man, any woman, any person, anything in this earth. I was so shot out, I couldn't trust nothing. The only thing I could trust is that maybe, just maybe, God. Give him a chance. I gave everybody else a chance. And I thank God a lot, and I talk about the Lord, and I call my disease Satan and Lucifer and all of that. But don't get it twisted. I'm a recovering addict. But I think when you work the steps, for me, it has been a journey. And when you work the steps, it's not just about going back up and down the steps. They lead to something. And for me, it has been a relationship with the Almighty. And I might not say what you think I should say. I might not even be what you think I should be. But I know today, when I lay my head down, or when I come to represent God the Father, I know He is pleased with me. It is well with my soul. And that's all that matters today. I had to call my mommy this morning in Philadelphia because I was like, Mom, I've never experienced fear. I'm fearful this morning. Mom, I couldn't sleep last night. Satan has never done that to me. That was the first time for everything. But even given all of that said, I know I'm in God's control. This is God's show. This ain't about Dre at all. Because like I say, on a good day without him, I am nothing. And as long as I keep that in perspective with my recovery, on my job, in my relationships with my son, and with my grandchildren, as long as I keep God as the center, I'm going to be okay. But this is how it started for me. I was sober 5 years. I was born with recovery. And I thought, I've got to be more than this. If this is it, somebody tricked me, I'm mad, I want out. Because this recovery ain't all this cracked up to be. Working steps, changes, looking at yourself, keep seeing what's wrong with you. Come on, give me a break, God. I am not getting high. I'm not robbing. I'm not messing around with everybody's husband. I'm not, you know, give me a break. Why do you keep wanting to show me what's bad about me? Is there anything good? Well, what do you want with me? And that was my attitude. 5 years, okay, I gave it enough time. And I really felt like something had to change. So God started dealing with me and my spirit woman to take me to another level. Because only when I got tired of using did I seek help. And only in recovery when I said, I'm tired of standing still being where I am, did God say, okay, you ready to move on? But see, when you build the house, you have to count the cost. A lot of times I found that I wanted a lot of things, but I wasn't willing to pay the price to get it. And I felt like, why should they have it? Well, Lord, I'm doing all this stuff.
And it seems like they're prospering, but I'm still struggling. Why I can't drive in the car? Why I can't have a good job? Why I gotta keep shoveling poop over here? You know, and you started saying, because you aren't willing to do what they did to get. Are you willing? Was the question. And a lot of times, to be honest, I had to say no. I'm not willing to do what it takes. And God will say, well, I guess you don't want it. You know, he's not at my disposal to give him my laundry list and my energy list. I want this, God. I want that. And if you do this, I'll do that. He ain't up for negotiation. But I had to learn that the hard way. I had to learn it the hard way, and I suffered. Then I got 10 years sober. And God was saying, okay, bored again, eh? Well, what are you willing to do? Well, Lord, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired of this journey. I'm so tired. Nobody wins. You know? And God said, stay there. But you know, if you stay still too long, you regret. If you don't progress, you regret. I don't care what nobody says. And I had all kinds of excuses like, well, I'm just, you know, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting for my direction. I'm just, you know. And I shunned people in the room because you had power to hurt me. And I wasn't so much afraid of you as I was me, because I had that I would go to monkey mentality to defend my prideful, false pride spirit. I'd go to monkey and do 100 years. It's okay. And I was okay with that. Trust me, I was okay with that. So I shunned people, and I stayed in a little cocoon, a little world, and I put everything I had into my son. So I smothered him with death. And I'm just now starting to see this. I put so much stock in my son, because I said one thing about it. I got God, and you're going to always be my son. And I trust you, Father. But these other people can't come. So I started just introverting. I would come out, share, go to meetings, and do all the stuff they say do. That's how I know it's not about what you do in terms of, you can go through the motions for 15, 10 years in this program. You can just be going through the motions and not stress what recovery is really about. The reason I know that, because I've done it. And I got to tell all my disease and myself today. I've done it. Just do enough to not use. I heard some beautiful stuff this weekend. Some stuff that really lifted my spirit, and some people was a mirror of me. But I tell you this, when all is said and done, it's either change or die. And God got me to that point about what? How many months? 4 to 6 months ago? He literally told me, I'm sick of your crap, Gray. Either you change or I'm going to kill you. Not physical death. We all know it's something worse than being dead in the coffin. Living dead. And when he told me that, I was like, oh, you gonna kill me? Oh, God. I know it was God. And my friend was like, what's wrong? I said, he told me gonna kill me. He said, hey, what's wrong, bro? I said, God. And he was speechless that day. He was like, girlfriend, you know what, Dre? It's going to be all right. Woo! Jesus never been hit with nothing like that. But to kill my gift, the gift he's given me, not physical death, spiritual gift, the ability to minister and touch people for his glory, the ability to do what I could not do in myself, that gift. And that was more fearful to me, next to picking up again, than anything I've ever experienced. So, in therein lies my search to get deeper spiritually. it comes a point in time when no mental defense can relieve us of this addiction. And it comes a point in time, something's going to happen in life, that if you don't have God, you ain't going to stay. You're going to do it. There's certain things only God can do for me. There's certain things only my honey can do. There's certain things only my grandchildren can do. But the bottom line is certain things that only God can do. Certain things is only a job for God. And I asked him, I said, Father God, my desire is to please you, to know you. Because this recovery thing is getting still. I'm sick of the format. I'm sick of changing. I'm sick of working steps. Okay, where am I going? Up and down the steps. Up and down the steps. And he said, What are you willing to do? So I start studying the Word of God to show myself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the Word of truth. And he starts opening up the truth to me. And the truth of the matter is, I'm a spiritual being. Before any of this threat, I'm a spiritual being. So, through studying and reading through different mentors and stuff I have, I learned. So when we go to buy on the plane, like a poster, it comes with manufacturer instructions. And for the best we go out of the poster, you read what the manufacturer has to say, because he's the one who made it, and he knows what it can be, and he can do that. So when it comes down to me as a spirit, mind you, this is a spiritual puzzle. And if you don't get this part, you ain't saved. I have to go to the manual, which is, to me, in my opinion, my Bible. That's the manual for me today. And when I go to the manual, I go to the very beginning to see what God intended for me. In order for me to see my purpose, my reason for living, my reason for being born, my reason for being created, my reason for existing, to give purpose and meaning to my life. So when I went to the Word of God and I discovered what He really wants of me, because only can I be fulfilled when I walk in that, in the purpose of God, the purpose who made me, what He intended me to do when I was in His mind, God, and He created me. I had to understand that I'm not here just to be drained. I'm not here just to be mom, grandmom, a doormat, or whatever. I'm here because God has intentions in His mind. Before the foundation of this earth, He had a reason He needed to make this. And it's my job, my spiritual job, to tap into what? And I went on my quest. Why? Not only did you clean me up from the gutter, why did you even make me? I'll do you one better. Just show me why you even made me. What do you want from me? I don't got nothing to do, so you got to tell me what you want. Everything I do seems to not be right. So what do you want? And you know what? I read the Word of God and I studied and I learned. I was created just for fellowship with Him. In the beginning, God created us because He, well, me. I can't speak for nobody else. I'm sorry. Me, for fellowship with Him. And when that bond, in my belief, was broken with Adam, when the first sin entered the camp, when that bond was broken, the game changed. Then God had to do something to make me be able to come back to Him because He is holy. He can't look on sin. He's not going to accept my prayer and nobody else's. But He still blesses me in my mess. He blessed the mess. And I said, okay, God, why did you create me? You got something for me to do. But my journey through life and the grace and the different stuff I've been through, I had to be first partaker to be able to help somebody else who's been through. So my ministry is a ministry of help. I don't got no evangelist in front of my name. I'm not a doctor. I don't have a degree. And I don't need all of that. But I'll tell you this. I have the precious anointing of my God on my life. The oil of joy. In place of the misery I have had in my life, He has given me beauty. And my mother called me her beauty for ashes. Because all the ashes that the enemy thought he had, God told him to give it back to. I got something for her to do. My purpose, first and foremost, is to be in fellowship with God. A fish out of water don't function. I know I have to stay connected to my source. My source is God. Outside of God, I do not function right. I hurt myself. I hurt others. When I came in the room, people perish because of lack of knowledge. I was ignorant to a lot of things. And I ask for forgiveness today for the injured people I injured in my ignorance in these rooms. The newcomers that I was supposed to be the example to, that I wasn't. I still pray and ask for forgiveness for those things. It goes deeper, and only on the spiritual level can I even care about that. I tell you what, the program of Narcotics Anonymous saved my life. But the program of Narcotics Anonymous comes from God, in my mind, God. And sometimes I have to eliminate the middleman and just go to the step maker myself. Sometimes it's not about just the step. Sometimes I just need to be held by the step maker. And only through a spiritual relationship with him can I even know that. Because when I came in here, I was a fresh off the super soft thing, punk rocker, mismatched everything, purple hair, purple face, the one that said wouldn't make it. And I stand here today, not bragging on me, but bragging on God, out of a co-ed house of recovering addicts. One house had 30 men, one had just about 30 women. There's only three of us still sober today. Millions didn't make it, but I'm one of the ones today who did. So it's not even about what people think about you. People said I wouldn't live to be 22. In October, I'll be 38. But I understand that only through looking up to what God does for me can I find joy. Can I find peace? Can I be helpful to people? Can people even ask me to speak? Who knows what I had to say before? Because all I had was game. And then in the end, I didn't even have game because I couldn't even take a second. I was taking the Duke of Bubblegum rappers to get my son a gift. It wasn't enough just to be sober. It wasn't enough to go on things up. I was so open. And people would pray, God bless you, you just, and I knew the real me. I was hurting myself. And God had mercy and said, I'm going to wake up your spirit now. Because if I don't, you're going to need, and you're going to die. And I just have to stay connected to what he wants from me. And how do I know what he wants from me? I study. I talk to him. I ask him. I let him use others in my life, but I read through my spirit on him. What's of him and what's not of him. And the Bible, for me, we just study the Bible. prospering I know when somebody is legit or wrong? How can I know what to do and what God knows if I don't read what's in Christ? How can I know? So for me, it comes to study. When I think about everything I've been through, when I think about everything I've been through, even in the study, a black woman in 86, and you know, in A, it was not even any classroom in this country. When I think about what I went through to get a ride to an AA meeting, I had to go to AA meeting, no AA. How the only reason I thought they were being nice to me, but a couple of them, the only reason, because it was a challenge to try to get a black people out. And here I am with a kid, fresh off the drugs, far from home. Don't know nothing. But I didn't bend. I didn't bend near in my weakest state, and I'm not bending now. And I thank God for it. But when I think about all I've been through to even go to a meeting, see, these appointments that have the marathons and the 24-hours, we didn't have that. When we were going to AA meeting and not know better, we said, I'm an addict. Shut up. Don't come back. And it was so bad to the point I had to say, totally not. You bad. Don't let me get in the hell. Put me up. And I'm going to take my control. But God, he remembers after me. I gave you the day. What do you want? What length are you willing to go through? And I paid it again. The same time I went through in the beginning, I am willing to do that. When I still can walk, that's more important to me than any 20 times she said, whatever. It's more important to me than anything. But I do know, if you want to know what God wants, I do for me. In my life, I had to go back to the beginning. See, I was so busy trying to progress with time that I needed to go back to the future. I need to go back to what he's been doing in the city for me. If I get married, my purpose is to be a helper to my husband. If I'm not married, my purpose is to be immensely and available to God for his service to help other single women and stuff. I don't need to be all up in no man's faces and wearing tight clothes and look pretty. I don't need to do that. It ain't about that today, but I had to learn that. And there's no woman messing me with my kids. And being one of the first professors, I had to learn from some of her. But I tell you, then I did learn it in the Bible, and then studying and reading and trying to go spiritually, I learned how to be a woman. And I'm still yet learning. I learned how to be a mother to my son. When I got my son, he was 7 years old in the third grade. Today he's 22 and we're in California. But see, the enemy wanted to kill me so I wouldn't see him get grown. I wouldn't see my two granddaughters. He didn't just want to kill me, he wanted to kill my future. So as I start understanding the big picture, the spiritual picture of this thing, I started to soften up and subject it to God's call on my life. I am very honored to even share a bit of what I've been through, because even in a bit, I have done damage to the enemy's kingdom. And I need to start paying him back for all the crap he did to me. Pay back is something else. He should have killed me when he had a kid. I'm not all I want to be, but guess what? I ain't all I'm going to be. And I sure ain't what I used to be. And whether you call it good, bad, ugly, whatever, God calls it you. Just for today. But I got to stay connected to him. On my own, I am nothing. And I know this on a good day. But with him, I am everything. Because he's everything. And I only can do what my maker is. And I love him for it. I thank God for a praying mother. I got to say that. I thank God for a praying mother who even prayed me out of the door to come here to have courage for that. I called my mom, and I don't care what nobody tells me. Because the enemy tried to destroy that too, to keep the bitterness from my molestation and stuff. I was mad at my mother to keep me bitter because she stayed with my stepfather after things happened. To keep me hating her. He tried to rob me of my mom's relationship. I had a lot of good stuff this week, and a lot of people ain't grown up with a mom. But I'll tell you what, whatever she is or is, she's mine. And whatever I am or ain't, I belong to God. And if you got a problem with me, I'm daddy's little girl. Take it up with him. That's how I feel today. I know now, I never had a problem, but I do know what it is to call God. I never had a father, I always wanted that love, and I always think he does. And sometimes with that, I still probably do. But you know what? I have a relationship with the Most High God still. And that's all that matters to me. And like I said, I'm not what I want to be. Because my full desire in my heart is to be what he intended me to be from the beginning. I don't want the grave to kill me. I want God. And I say that to say, if I get killed, the grave wins. If I live this life and never understand my potential and my purpose for even being here, I have been killed. But if I fulfill my purpose of what God created me for, and then I die, I die. So I don't want to be murdered today. I want to die. So when it's over, my purpose is fulfilled. I don't want the grave to say, ha ha. All that sobriety, all the meetings and stuff, and I killed you anyway. I want to be able to die, and I want to see God one day, and he said, well done. That's all I want. I have no hopes outside of hoping whatever he wants me to hope. I have no goals outside of the goal to meet him and his kingdom. This earth, I'm passing through. I'm not trying to get too comfortable. This is just my realm. And I'm going to be on all the news today. But as long as you call the Lord and say amen, you have to know from there. Because I never heard nobody say nothing but, oh God, when they got in trouble. So if you want to call him Yahweh, El Shaddai, Elohim, whatever you want to call him, call him. But I call him Lord. Lord of my life. I belong to him. He belongs to me. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. And I'm home when I'm with him. There is liberty in the presence of the Almighty. I'm at peace when I'm in God's presence. I don't fear when I'm in God's presence. God is not a racist. He's not going to force me to do anything. If he wanted this, if he wanted that, he would have made robots. I am happy to be alive. And I never thought I'd say it, but I'm happy that I live in my kingdom. I couldn't even say it, let alone spell it. And when I got there, I called it the land of the mystery. I said, I must have really did it this time. All the men were drunk and toothless. All the women were sloppy fat. That looked nasty looking shit, okay? And I was like, God, you're going to stop playing. But I'm so thankful for our tune of the day. I can say I was born and raised in Philadelphia, but I can say today our tune is my home. and I never thought I would say that.
But I tell you more than that, I have been honored and privileged for the first time in my recovery to be around so many people that are on the same path of life that I am. I have been robbed. And I resented people and I was jealous. And they say you got all these new things, you do this and that. And I would say, they don't take all of that. But I was jealous. I wanted friends. I wanted to be able to say, we did something. For a long time, our team of people, we just wouldn't do nothing. What say we heard? How we doing? Same problem we did last year, you know. But I can say we're coming alive today. Our Tina is on the map. You will be hearing from us. And I love my life today. I'm a blessed woman. I may not have even performed today like I think I should have. But I performed today how God wants me to. See, sometimes you got to just humble it a little bit. I know you're wonderful and you're beautiful, gorgeous, lovely self, but humble it. Humble it. And when I get out the way and let God do his thing, it works out. Because I've studied all of this. I've been studying for 2 months. God, we're going, man, Lord. Boy, they're going to be flying out of here. When I get off of that one. 15 years, long overdue. I'm ready. Because I had all this stuff in my head. You know, but I still got a little ego, and the man that said it to me the other day, yesterday I wanted to fire you. He had a cane too. I said, I know I've been wrong. He is a direct violation for saying ego to me. But you know what? He had a point. Because I do got one. Because I said, oh God, I studied all this renowned, profound, eloquent. Yeah. Hey, that means you show yourself to prove the one thing that you got to be ashamed. We're going to do this, Lord. And God's going to live. Whatever you say, girl. But I know this day in all people. All I have to do is be a little bit. I'm just a little bit. Nothing major, nothing big. Nothing else in life. You allow God. And before I know, I'll find out that what you plan and dream is the same thing I've done it all along. And I understand that today. And I understand today the difference between the saint and the sinner is the saint God of. So when I do pass, and when I do fall short, okay. Yeah. I know she's so good. And no, I'm not what I want to be. And I say sometimes I say to children, they can hear you or to be dying. And that message to the yesterday was eloquent and flowing. And I say, oh, man, this is a cool chick. Now I'm going to go after him. Another bad breakfast. I was afraid of you people for a lot of reasons. I guess a lot of it was what that God said yesterday. I didn't want to see you. I got tired of people coming and saying this. You need our work to step in him another step. And then this one wants to say, do it immediately. And you know, I was well. I don't want to take too much. Like, it only really won't follow instructions. And I suffer. But I tell you, I stand here by the grace of God and this fellowship. And I say, God has been very good to me. You're looking at a blessed woman. And if I never see you again, I'll follow you to your dream one day. And I want to thank you for everybody who's sitting down here and share. Big or small, big or strong. I want to thank you for being here this weekend for me. You want to know why? I need you. I need you. I like to think I've been here so long. But that's why you wind up here in the first place. Doing things alone. I know this thing. I know what I need. If a man didn't need me, if I didn't get hurt, if I didn't have a baby, I would want to do about a lot of things. I didn't have the chance to give up my virginity and live with the people I was working. And I said, now, God, you want to put rules on me about being intolerable. God, you let me get hurt. And it's cold. Now, I'm so afraid, God, Lord, you want to have me. But I understand today I'm a woman. I represent God Almighty. Whoever gives me, God is you. Because I know my purpose. I understand why I would do this for you. And I understand what it is to love my name. And you do it too, and I can love you. I can say that with confidence today. I don't want to know that for my mother. You're special, you're good, you're smart. Just somebody you care about, and I would say, you're my mother, you're my mother. So, you know. But today I know, I am not a finished product, but I am a product in the works. And everything God ever did, he looked back and said, he was good. So I must be good. You are good. We are good. Because that's the original intent. That's what God had in mind when he created all of us. Good. Adam was the bond. However, in my mind's eye, in my religion, Jesus restored it. So pay your attention. Now I can be restored back to the life. Supposed to be in the beginning, at the top. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I'm a leader, I'm not a follower. And I'm proud to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm proud of my sisters and brothers who carry some alternative support me. I love you. It's hard being one with the most pulled up. I'm going to tell you, 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 I'm going. It's one of the black females, but for these other 15 years I've been sober, for 14 I've been the only one. So if I'm not up to par with the latest thing, forgive me. I'm doing the best I can with what I need. Nobody saw me. Nobody lived with me. I never really had a woman's time for me because I had problems. They weren't in love. Mm-hmm. It didn't live with so much. I've never had a black woman take me and tell me what it was to be a woman. I never had anybody just be my friend. Everybody came to town, I had to be a friend to them because I had to try. But I don't know what it's like, and so this is the to have a woman to the place with me. Because they all ended up talking after being drawn of a couple of stuff,
when they were talking and couldn't believe you no more, so that was a dope situation.
I don't know what it is to have truth. I don't know what it is to have people that love Christ.
But I know what it is to love.
And somebody told me yesterday, it's not about me being loved.
It's about the ability to show love.
So I guess I'm going to have to talk.
But it hurts. It's
I'm one of the most popular people, but I can be one of the most lonely. I'm one of the most, my name is Joe and I'm here, but I'm one of the most lonely.
If women can't get something from me, they don't call me so hard.
So it's a waste. And I need you to know the warfare that I had up until I left my house to come here. The fight I had to fight to even get here. I pray God that I arrived here. And I might not have been in profound as you said I should be up for 3 years old. But I'm where I'm supposed to be. And it is well with my soul. Thank you.